Welcome to Infone Customer Services. How can I help? Can you please help me out with the, can you please help me out with the customer account number, please? Okay, I just checked the account, sir. You're in lot number 4031, number 6, Baltimore Street, Lansdale. I got it. And your total outstanding bill amount is $139.95. I think that is what the modem cost. And you've opted for 500 Mbps broadband service. Have you received any modem, sir? Okay, sir, I see that you also have a landline phone, which is 0862-099-197. Let me just check. Are you connected to the internet with the old modem right now? Okay. Let me tell you, sir, the landline phone that you have, that is not going to work with your old modem. Okay, that is the reason we sent you a new modem. Because the one that you have got, it from which company have you been with? Just let me check. TPG. Okay, so you have a TPG, you had a had a TPG broadband, and I think TPG gave you a TP-Link modem. Check the brand of the modem that you have received from TPG. It should be TP-Link. Is it correct, sir? TP-Link. Can you please check the model number of TP-Link? It won't work. That modem will not work with the landline, sir. The type of broadband is different, sir. The broadband type is different. Okay? Let me tell you. There are different types of broadbands. Like the speed start from 25 Mbps for the downloads, and the speeds go up to 1 Gbps for the downloads. Okay. And there are several varieties of modems which are available in the market. First one that you get with TPG is a base variant, which gives you a speed of 100 Mbps. Okay, it only supports up to 100 Mbps. Even if you take a 500... Yeah, it doesn't support more than... I'll let you know the differences. First, there is a base variant of the internet modem, which supports speeds up to 100 Mbps. 150 Mbps, I'm sorry. 150 Mbps, then comes 300 Mbps, okay? So the one that we have given you, can you please check the brand that you got? Is it a net, the one that we sent you, is it a Netcom? It will give you the speeds up to 500 Mbps, sir, because the one that you have got with TPG, it won't give you 500 Mbps speed. It is that is not a compatible modem for the broadband type that you've chosen. Okay, it may give you it might give you maximum 300 Mbps. It might give you, but it won't give you the full. Your broadband speeds are 500 Mbps for the downloads and 50 Mbps for the uploads. It will keep on playing up. That is why we sent you a new one. Yeah, you take out the old one and I'll let you know how to connect. Type plug in the cable which is connected to the back of the modem which you have now to this same port where it is connected right now. Can you please check on the current modem, the TP-Link modem, where is the internet cable connected? WAN port? Let me know when you're ready, sir. Now, now the cable that is connected to the back of the TPG modem, you take that cable out and plug it into the WAN port of the new modem. Connected to the WAN port. Okay, the power cable is connected to the electricity supply. Okay, now there is a flat telephone cable that you see that comes out from the base of the telephone handset, which used to connect to the back of the previous modem. You plug in that cable to the Tel1 port of the new modem. And the light will come up. A light will light up. The Tel1 light is on. Sure, no problem. Take your time. Yeah, you connected the cable to the TEL1 port. Okay, good. Now, can you please check all the lights are on the modem? I will read them out. Check. Please match the lights on the modem. So the first one is power. Second one is WAN, WAN. Okay. Do you see lights 2.4 and 5G? On. The one that you are have connected, it is a netcom modem. Okay. You have a FTTP box, NBN box there. You have that. All the lights on the NBN box are on. I will read out the, you see on the FTTP box, there will be a power light, optical light, alarm light, port UNI-D1, UNI-D light, okay. Now you have a play cable to the NBN box. A plug, a power plug to the connected to the electricity supply. You pull the plug. Have you pulled out the plug? Yeah, you just take the plug out and push the plug back in. That will do, sir. Do not press any buttons or do not touch any cables. Pull the plug out. Wait for 3 to 5 seconds. Push the plug back in. Let me know when it's done. Power light will be lighting up first. Optical light will come light up. Alarm light will light up. UNI-D light will light up. And the update light will light up after that. Yeah, it is rebooting, sir. It takes a while. Okay. Give it a few seconds, it will, all the lights will light up. In the meantime, I will just assign a static IP address for your SIP, okay, and configure the SIP for you. You have to give me a little while, sir. spinner when all the lights are on the motor, on the NBN box. So all the lights are on the NBN box, sir. Your internet is active, sir. Internet will be working. You see, there is a password that has been sent to you. You have to use that. That is your internet password. That is the password that you have to use to log into all the devices. Yeah, turn the Wi-Fi on. I'll let you know the Wi-Fi name which you need to connect. There will be two. Do you have your mobile phone with you? Yeah, turn the Wi-Fi on in your mobile phone. Your mobile, the Wi-Fi in your mobile phone is on. Now look for the Wi-Fi names. What are the Wi-Fi names that you see? M-Phone 5G. You have to connect to the M-Phone 5G, sir. Okay. Yeah, that you have to enter the internet password that is given to you. It came with the box. Okay. Now, please remember, sir, this internet password is the one that you need to use to connect all the devices. Okay. And because your old Wi-Fi password and our username that is connected to your current devices will no longer exist. That account is okay, it is stopped. Now what you need to do is you need to enter this password for and connect all the devices fresh again. Okay, and you will see there is also another Wi-Fi network that will show up which says M-Phone 2.4. Do you see that? Yep. The 2.4 network that is given to you, that is for connecting the CCTV cameras that you have. Okay. The 5 gigahertz one is the one that you need to use for connecting your connecting to the POS machine, your television, if you have a laptop, desktop in your counter, in the you connect to the 5 gigahertz network for browsing the internet, watching movies, and you can do a lot of things. Okay, you can play, connect PlayStations. You if you have the 2.4 gigahertz one is the one for your CCTV cameras. That is a dedicated Wi-Fi network for the CCTVs. The 5 gigahertz one is the one that you need to use. Yeah, it's the basic one, sir. Yes, that 5G one will give you more speed. Okay, now I will I just configured the SIP, I mean the landline phone that you have got. Okay, now I will just make a test call and check. Can you please turn off the modem once? Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. You will see that the internet modem will turn off and it will start again. How many devices do you connect to the internet, sir? Hello? How many devices? Yeah, it will automatically turn on, sir. How many devices do you connect to the internet? How many cameras you have? 8 cameras. Are they Wi-Fi cameras or they're like installed like with the cabling and all? Okay, great. Those are better actually. And like, do you connect any desktops or how many televisions do you have? Two TVs, like all of them with big screens, like 40 inches or more. Okay, great. Let me know when your internet modem is turned on. All the lights are on. Now you see the power light, internet lights, and 2 Wi-Fi lights. Internet is on now. The 2.4 and the 5.1. On, right? Give me one quick moment, sir. Okay, now I'm making a test call to your landline, sir. Okay, please pick up the call, say hello, and check whether there are any noises behind in the background. Okay, and then I'll ask you to hang up. Okay, hold on, please. It will be on conference. Okay, give me a moment. The call diversion was activated on your number, sir. Hello?
Yeah.
Are you playing sometime?
No, no, no. This the voice coming from the your side, the other phone.
Yes, sir. Anyway, okay, I'm making a test call to your landline.